Hey, welcome into the Orange 13 podcast, episode 3. We're on part 2 of The Vibe. We've been talking about how certain places and environments have a feel, maybe a subculture is another word we used last episode. And so we got into the church and why, you know, church attendance is down all across the board, it seems like, from what we've been reading in Barna and different articles. Church attendance, regular attendance, is now considered about 2 times a month. Not judging, just saying that's what it is. And so Josh is here with me in the studio. Hey-o. Live and in charge. There he is. Thanks for being here, Josh. Yeah. And so what are, you know, Josh, when you think through the feel, you know, we're talking about the vibe. Yeah. We've been talking about the vibe, you know, how that place feels when you walk in. You know, it seems like most churches have a coffee shop. Yeah. They've got people at the door. Hey, we're glad you're here. You know, it's kind of like Walmart. Yeah. Walmart does that, right?
Yeah,
Walmart
yeah.
does that. Yeah. You know, it's very, very common thing to do. And so what is it that, you know, let's go into the sanctuary, the Holy of Holies, the room where the, Ooh. You know, the party happens, right? Yeah. Or the service or the worship service. You know, there's music, there's a preacher, somebody gives a message, yada, yada, yada. That's kind of very, very uniform.
Yeah.
But what is it about that Sunday morning experience, that part of the vibe, what do you sense is either missing or not a good vibe? Or, you know, I mean, we've talked a few characteristics that you talked to your friends, not necessarily your views.
Yeah.
Well, I want to get you fired.
Oh!
Yo! Hey, but you know what I'm saying. What are some things that you've just sensed in your soul as you've been going to church for the last several years, and you've just noticed this trend? Why don't you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, so let's just start it off. Like, I love the church, you know? Like, the church is amazing, and it's not our church. It's God's church. It's his bride, and it's beautiful, and he loves it. He sent his son down for it.
Which, if we go take another step further, we are the church.
Yeah, we are the church. This right here is this church. Like,
yeah, it's not a building.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be at a coffee shop. It could be at a tent. It could be at a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I think that's the thing. That's the beautiful thing about the church is, like, it's not limited to a building. It's the people. And when you're gathered together, like, and some people think, oh, if it's at a house or if it's in a building, it's right or wrong. I don't think that's necessarily right. But, I love the church. And So you go in the sanctuary, you go in, you know, you get your little pamphlet or bulletin or whatever they call it, and you sit down, you got your cup of joe, you got your coffee. And so the thing is, like, I don't think the Sunday model is wrong. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's wrong. I don't even know. I'm only 27 years old. You know, I've been on this earth for 27 years. But the thing is, to me, it's like, it becomes very, like, it's, this is what I think what the scripture is saying. Take it, chew on it, go.
Take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it, yeah. And so it's like, okay, I don't think you necessarily need to, like, you know, beat the crap out of your pastor for it. But what happened to, like, times of just, like, discussion and chewing and marinating on the word together? You know, yeah, oh, we'll have our Bible studies for that. Okay, but let's just be real. What are we doing in our Bible studies? Well, we're just reading a book, like, talking about opinions, you know?
And pooling ignorance, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. And so I just, like, I'm reading scripture, and I'm reading the word, and I see Peter, you know, and he's filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, he's proclaiming the gospel, and this is in Acts. And you know, he's telling them, like, you know, hey, let's do this. This is what happened. Like, let's get saved. And then they get baptized, and, like, boom, like, Peter's like, they're going. And I think that's the thing where I'm struggling with right now. It's like, the church is going, it's moving, it's alive, it's breathing. And it's just like, they were like, they weren't like just in one place. They were out and about and excited to talk about this thing. And maybe because it was so fresh to them, you know, like, maybe because it was just like Jesus just, you know, he just has ascended into heaven. And so it was so fresh and exciting. But, like, when you get something new, you get something cool, like, what do you want to do? Like, I think of some of my friends, and specifically one of my friends, when he gets something really cool, he has to tell me about it. Like, he has to tell me, like, he'll literally, like, interrupt my whole day just to tell me about this one thing. And it's like, we don't have that excitement, I feel like, in the church. You know, and I'm just like, what happened to that? Like, and it's like, dude, I love to talk to people, you know, because my faith is just a part of me. It's part of, it's like my DNA, you know? And like, I can't but help radiate that in my everyday life. And I'm excited to talk to people about like Jesus. And so it's like Sunday morning, it just feels like, whoa, you know, get your marriage and your finances and your all these other things in check, because this is how God would want you to do it. And, you know, and it's like, that's not wrong. It's not bad. But it's just like, why can't we just talk about the gospel? Because the whole Bible, God's love letter, points back to who? Well, Jesus Christ. So let's talk about the gospel. Let's get people pumped and psyched to go out and share that with their neighbors, with their friends, with their family. And let's kind of cut all the other bull crap and let's just get excited for that and then send people on their way, and let's make this church, the church, a place of refuge for people who have been lost, who are hurt, who are broken, who've been hurt before. And like, hey, there's hope and a person named Jesus who came down. This is God who came down in the very flesh for you. You know, but we don't make it that inviting. We make it like, oh yeah, come to my church, but if you seriously screw up, like, you ain't coming. Like, and if someone knows about it, oh my gosh, like, everybody knows about it, and you can't become a member. Oh my gosh.
No, yeah. That's really good. Good thoughts, man. That's really, really good. And so, if we step back a second and look at, like, you know, the actual flow of a Sunday morning, wherever you might be. You've been in many churches. I've been in many churches. From what we've talked to people from other churches, this isn't a criticism of any one church. God is using it, you know, in people's lives. Amen. It's awesome. But from, I think our concern is your generation and younger, they're just not engaging with it. It's not working the way it used to work. And yeah. So we've heard a couple things. We've heard it's too one-sided. People your age don't want to be preached at.
Yeah.
I think they want conversation. Sometimes it feels too manufactured.
Yeah.
And so I think in this pursuit of excellence in the church body, which absolutely, go for it. But I think for some reason, when it's about spirituality, that comes off as manufactured and inauthentic. So that's something we have to wrestle with. And I think for many, it's not engaging for whatever reason. No. They just don't feel engaged. You want to talk about one of those?
Yeah, and it's like it doesn't relate. It doesn't relate to them. And it's not all, and I don't want to make it seem like, oh, you got to be super relatable. I want my pastor to be super relatable to me. But it's just like, I think about yesterday. So I work with teenagers, you know, and this is probably terrible. I probably should get fired. No, I'm just kidding. But like, you know, like Eminem just came out with a new album. You know, and we're talking about Yahweh, I Am, and we're talking about Exodus. And we're talking about, you know, when God told Moses, like, you know, when the Israelites ask who you are, you know, you respond to them, I am who I am. You know, so I was telling them, you know, that automatically for some reason, like, in the back of my head, just pop up the Eminem song, like, I am whoever you say I am, if it wasn't. Like, and so I was like, we're like laughing about it. Like, the kids know about it. They're like, oh my gosh, that's hilarious. And like, that sparked up a conversation and it got their attention. It's relatable to them. They know what I'm talking about. And so, like, we talked about names and why names are so important, and why, you know, Eminem had all these random names and why they're important to him. And so, I mean, that's a terrible example. Maybe you think that's terrible or wrong, whatever. But like, it got the kids listening. And it got the students engaged, and they could relate to that. They can't relate to a, you know, I don't know how old, you know, 10,000-year-old Moses, and like, oh, you know, I've heard this message before, but like, they're like, oh, I get it. Like, that name carries weight. And so they're like, oh, Eminem has all these, you know, AKAs, but God has the name Yahweh, and that name Yahweh is so powerful. And so I think it can sometimes be a stumbling block if it means nothing to me. You know, it's hard. It's kind of selfish, maybe, but it doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah, it's hard to sit and listen to something when you feel like it just feels so disconnected to where your life is at in reality. And so, I don't know how we. I think youth ministries around the country are probably, you know, if they're doing good youth ministry, they do that really well. They take these messages, the scriptures, the love letter, like you said, the love letter of God, and they kind of crunch it down into a message that is so relevant to students that they can connect with it. They can connect with it you know, when the next day when they're in math class or they're in history class, and it just and it matters. I think it's so good, and I think legitimately there's a hard, it's harder to do with a mixed audience, because you have so many various people and ages and backgrounds. I think it's getting harder, but I think if we focused on Jesus, and love is always relevant. Love always wins. Love never fails. We did a wedding this weekend. I just read, you know, a verse about love in chapter 13. Love never fails. It just, love never ends. It's so good. And so I love what you say about it. Let's be excited and celebrate this guy named Jesus. And let's let the true gospel, just let that, just unleash that, and God will do the rest of the work. And so I don't know if we have any answers, but it's a great conversation to have. It's fun to think about. How does church, you know, the vibe of a church, how does it need to change over the next, well, 10, 20 years? Or how will it change? I think it's going to change.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
It has to. It will.
Yeah.
And
you
so
have to adapt.
You can't stop it. Either it's going to change because you didn't do anything or because you did. It's going to, somehow it's going to change.
Yeah.
And so you're either going to lose things or gain things over the long haul. So it's fascinating. Where it's going to go, what it's going to do, the vibe, right? Some churches are CVS and some churches are Walgreens. Same crap. No, wait. CVS has crap. The church doesn't sell crap, but make sure that's clear.
Oh, yeah.
That would be no bueno.
No bueno.
Thanks for being here, episode 2. Until next time.
Peace. I can't even hear what you said to me. We'll edit that out.
What were you trying to say?
Oh, I literally just got it. Look.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're having technical difficulties.